What a great weekend. We were thrilled to see the ovation, the standing ovation for President Trump received in South Carolina in a huge stadium. We're going to show you that. We're also just excited to see the mainstream media losing their minds over the fact that he will take them out when he enters the scene with proper leaders in place, lawfully. Get ready for some exciting things today, folks. We got a lot to get through. Here we go. Folks, get ready for the biggest shopping event of the year. The Cyber Monday for And We Know is offering an incredible deal you won't want to miss. Enjoy a whopping 20% off all your products, plus free shipping on every order. Use code CYBER20. Whether you're looking for the latest gadgets that we have, fashion items, or home decor, we've got you covered. Wide range of high-quality products. Don't wait too long, though. This exclusive offer is only valid on Cyber Monday. Mark your calendars. Get ready to shop. And at And We Know, we're committed to providing exceptional customer service, ensuring your shopping experience is seamless and enjoyable. Shop with confidence, knowing that you're getting the best prices and free shipping on every order. Make the most of Cyber Monday. Treat yourself, your loved ones, to something special. Remember, this offer only available today. Hurry and start shopping now. And We Know, your destination for unbeatable deals and exceptional quality. Shop at andweknow.com today. Pretty cool, huh? So this Cyber Monday, folks, are going to be really cool. Another pretty cool thing was I finally uploaded the first of a weekly Bible podcast, Bible study. We called it Awkward, right? It sounds like awkward. And I based it off of the Bible verse, 1 Peter 2:9, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people. So I just thought, you know, awkward people, that he should show forth the praises of him and hath called him out of darkness into his marvelous light. So I wanted to show this to you real quick before we get into some of the stuff I'm going to show you. Here's the intro for that. And again, you can go to Podbean, go in the description box below and click on or go to andweknow.com, click on Podbean, and subscribe to that. It helps us out. We get a lot of stuff for you there, and you'll like it. Here's the intro.
But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Welcome to And We Know the Word. We are going to be unlocking some of the Bible in this podcast. We are dedicated to helping individuals like you deepen their understanding of the Scriptures and discover the profound insights they hold. Whether you're a seasoned theologian or just starting your spiritual journey, we want to provide valuable insights for you. So grab your favorite beverage, find a comfortable spot, and get ready to embark on an enriching exploration of the Bible with me, will you? On And We Know the Word. So there you go. It's the intro for that whole thing, and you'll hear that every week as we go in. And took a lot of time to get it together, but we finally have got that for you, and I hope you guys are excited about that. The Awkward podcast number one was released this past Saturday. Hopefully you go check it out. So we're getting into some amazing things. Ultra Peppy Lives Matter shared this video. And just going to play this real quick. Great lesson for all of us here.
People may not believe me when I talk about what the president was like, what form he was in on Monday. Will you explain, will you share with the rest of our viewers across the country just the indefatigable nature of this man, how it seems to energize. The more they want to destroy him, the more strength he takes from these people who hate America. Isn't that what you see?
Absolutely, every single day. It really is remarkable how what you see on TV and the liveliness and the passion that he has, he's like that behind closed doors as well. And oftentimes, you know, those of us on staff that work with him, we'll kind of chit-chat, be like, how is he doing it? How is he staying, you know, so positive about this and happy, not happy, but determined to take this on. And he is more determined than I would ever have imagined. He's more resilient, and he's very passionate about saving America, saving this country, and he's going to do it.
He is going to do it. So great lesson for all of us. Ultra Peppy Lives Matter says the enemies and foes that come up against us can be used as a way to advance you to the next level, given you have the right attitude. The more they attack, the more you can know you are over the target, and the greater you can potentially become, give your level of opposition. We can take the mountain standing up against us and let him increase our strength rather than make us feel weak. Those are some great words. And so, yeah, I wanted to show you this on the left side of your screen. If you're watching, if you're listening, check this out. Yeah, that's President Trump. There he is, South Carolina, man. He just wowed the crowd. And also he posted this from Abraham Lincoln. In this great struggle, this form of government and every form of human right is endangered if our enemies succeed. There is more involved in this contest than is realized by everyone. That's the speech to the 164th Ohio Regiment, August 18th, 1864. Some more stuff here. Will be President Trump on the left at the Palmetto Bowl in the great state of South Carolina handing out popcorn. And folks, those listening in, if you're listening, there's just people, just loads of folks have their phones up, lights on, screaming for President Trump as he's entering. He's either entering the stadium or he's exiting, but he's giving out the popcorn. And I tell you what, the comms there are pretty cool, too. We'll show you that a little bit later on the time that was released and the fact that he's handing out popcorn. I mean, get ready, folks. I mean, we're just getting started. Just getting started. And so, of course, on the right side, we have these. Donald Trump attends college football game between South Carolina and Clemson as the former U.S. president gets a loud ovation from the fans at Williams-Brice Stadium. Well, that's on the top by Oliver Salt for DailyMail.com. And then on the bottom, the Nantucket Nikki Schwab. Here we go. Shame on you. Joe Biden gets booed and heckled on streets of Nantucket as protesters are kept away from the president after interrupting his earlier shopping trip. One guy gets the boos. And then, of course, President Trump says, thank you, South Carolina. And there's President Trump. If you're listening in, he's walking onto the football field. If you missed it, got to go check it out. I'm sure if you're on social media, you might have seen this already. But this crowd is going crazy. So amazing, folks. I mean, that just gives you chills. Oh, what it must have been like to be in that stadium. For some of you guys out there, man, if you could just send me a picture of you there, it'd be great. I'll start looking for those. Folks, we have a lot of photos to get out, so if you're wondering why yours isn't showing yet, it's taken a few months to catch up, and we'll get there. And there's on the right side of the screen, President Trump put this one out here for us to see.
All kinds of superstars in the building tonight. Here in Clemson, here in Columbia, South Carolina, with Clemson here. Look at that. Henry McMaster, the governor of South Carolina, with his guest tonight, the former president of the United States, Donald Trump.
Yep, out of all the clips to show, this one plays out. And look at the score. You got Clemson 10, South Carolina 7. You add that up, and you get 17. Don't you just like those kind of things, you know? I was going to drop this one. I was going to do it a little bit later, but, you know, Grasshopper's always doing great stuff. All you have to do is find him, GH17TAFKAG, on Twitter. And when he's handing out popcorn, 29-second message there, that video, 45 in the house at the Palmetto Bowl in South Carolina from Dan Scavino Jr., some things must remain classified to the very end. North Korea is not being run by Kim. He's an actor in the play. Who's the director? The truth would sound so outrageous, most Americans would not revolt, reject, etc. The pedo networks are being dismantled. Folks, we got a lot on the pedo stuff about to come out. Man, I'm going to show you that a little bit later. It's amazing the timing of this one. the child abductions for satanic rituals. Remember, Haiti and other third world countries are paused. We pray every single day for God's guidance and direction as we are truly up against pure evil. This was released at 8:36. 8:36, WikiLeaks, Vault Number 7, Series CIA Grasshopper Release. Vault 7. Way to go, Grasshopper. It's almost like you were recognized. Pretty cool. And then, of course, Scotty's always putting out some cool things. Kind of liked how he started with this song here.
Hey, 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 song of the day, y'all. Jeffrey Steele live from Folsom. Guess what I'm gonna play? I hear that train a coming. It's rolling around the bend.
Of course, he couldn't keep playing. Sounds like a police officer pulled up. But as it's playing, you know, you see President Trump looking at Winston Churchill there. Broken Anthem says, do not let us speak of darker days. Let us speak of rather sterner days. These are not dark days. These are great days, the greatest days of our country has ever lived. We have surmounted all the perils and endured all the agonies of the past. We shall provide against and thus prevail over the dangers and problems of the future. Withhold no sacrifice, grudge no toil, seek no sordid gain, fear no foe. All will be well. We have, I believe, within us the life, strength, and guiding light by which the tormented world around us may find the harbor of safety after a storm-beaten voyage. That is pretty cool. And so as this plays out, look who changed their background picture. Thank you, Derek Johnson, for that. Rattletrap 1776 shows President Trump, and his background image has military. And it looks like Border Patrol probably combined. Who knows? But that's what it looks like to me. Dan Scavino also has the same military background. A lot of military comms lately, huh? President Trump says Hamas now wants a better deal for hostages. This is not going to end well. Has anybody noticed that Hamas has returned people from other countries, but so far has not returned one American hostage? There's only one reason for that. No respect for our country or our leadership. This is a very sad and dark period for America. Mrs. Scotty said this is something I have said for so many times. The War Nurse News puts out this. The significance of this relationship is not to be underestimated. And that's President Trump, for those listening in, talking with JFK Jr. They were best friends from what I heard. So Elon posts, thanks to 17, Fletch 17, Elon posts about Q on the actual day of JFK was assassinated. What are the odds? Seriously, can anyone debunk the connection? Anyone? Oh, and the gravesite for JFK is, wait for it, a huge Q. And then Elon Musk said, guys, I found Q with an asterisk. Isn't that something? You look at this. It says the dawn of time. Human beings have asked some fundamental questions. Who are we? Why are we here? Is there life after death? Unable to answer any of these in this paper, we'll consider cohomology. Classes on a compact projective manifold that have a property analogous to the hard Lefschetz theorem and Hodge-Riemann bilinear relations. Anyway, whatever all that means, but that's Elon. Grok will do both. Do people care about the traditional news anywhere anymore? No, they don't. And then we've got this one that was placed on the end of Scotty from Martin Sandler, the editor of the Letters of John F. Kennedy. Thought you might like this one.
Just have almost every topic have at least one. And, you know, there's a very surprising series of letters between Kennedy and David Ben-Gurion, not only the prime minister, premier of Israel, but the founder of Israel, in which they're very angry letters, in which Kennedy is saying to Ben-Gurion, I'm killing myself trying to get a nuclear test ban treaty. I've even got De Gaulle on board, and that's impossible. And you keep testing in Dimona. You've got to stop. And Ben-Gurion, thank you. In so many words, says, it's easy for you to say sitting in Hyannisport. I'm sitting with the Arabs all around me, and you want me to give up nuclear testing. And Kennedy threatens him. And he threatens him in such a way that Ben-Gurion resigns. And I will tell you that I found articles, not in any crackpot publications, but in very sophisticated publications saying, forget Lyndon Johnson, forget the CIA, Forget Fidel Castro. The Mossad killed Kennedy because they were so upset over what he did to Ben-Gurion. So, you know, we got a few little bombshells we throw in there. Not proven.
Yes, I hear you. Okay, your turn, please. Questions for Marty?
Please.
Please approach the microphone there.
You're going to be on C-SPAN.
That's right.
How about that, huh? Really good stuff. Makes you feel good. This will also make you feel better. Folks, as we continually talk about health and things that can help us out in many different ways, we get many questions about ivermectin, where to get it, and we're constantly sending out links, and we thought, you know what, we just work together with Zahara Heckscher and see if we can get that link with the discount. So sure enough, they have a huge selection at the description box below. It has ZaraHeckscher.com. That's ZaraHeckscher.com. Click in the description box below and put AWK10, A-W-K-10, in the coupon code, and you get 10% off your order. So they have a huge selection of different things. Quality assurance, you can save really big. You can save a lot of money on them. And fast shipping. They've done a really great work for us. We've been able to send many people there. Again, if you're looking for ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, then head that way today.
What is going on?
So here's Jim Brewer. He's about to give us some Trump derangement syndrome comedy. Very funny guy.
If you're divided politically, even you have to admit, even if you're like, I don't care as long as it's not you know who. That was like a demonic, like the devil came out and just whoever, like, we're gonna make people hate Donald Trump, hate. Get him. He's a racist, he's a dickhead, white supremacist, he's a insurrectionist, he's a, they lynch people. Even, and I'm gonna blame you because I saw the news channels, I saw them saying, he's racist, he's sexist, he's... You would just wake up to pee in the middle of the night. He hates Mexicans, and he says they're rapists, and he hates black people, and he... What? They had, remember the Women's March? We're gonna march! I have a vagina! I have a vagina! Oh, they knew what a woman was then.
They knew what a woman was then. Oh, I watched the whole thing on YouTube on Bruniverse on his YouTube channel. He's growing fast. He's always got something new to share. Man, he's got a lot of energy, too. I just wonder how wore out he is after he's all done. But, yeah, these folks that have Trump derangement syndrome, I mean, he's hitting it on the nail. Almost most of these folks, almost seems like there's demonic behavior behind them or... who knows? Maybe possessed. I don't know. Let's see what happens if Donald Trump dies while running the 2024 presidential election. From Business Insider and more, they really want Trump gone.
He is not only unfit, he is destructive to our democracy, and he has to be eliminated.
He will do. He will get away with. He will imprison. He will execute whoever he's allowed to imprison. Execute.
A lot of people have tried to draw similarities between Mussolini and Hitler. The difference, though, I think makes Donald Trump even more dangerous because he has actually said out loud that it would be okay to terminate the Constitution to keep him in power.
Well, Hitler was duly elected.
That's right.
Somebody with those tendencies, though, dictatorial, authoritarian tendencies would be like, oh, okay, we're going to shut this down. We're going to throw these people in jail.
Sounds like Nazism. If it walks like Nazism, if you're not exactly sure what you call it, if you don't call it fascism.
Donald Trump is going to consolidate power, politicize the rule of law, and break down democracy one day at a time.
The man means to throw people in jail who disagree with him, yeah. Shut down legitimate press outlets, do what he can to literally undermine the rule of law and our country's value. I think it would be the end of our country as we know it.
The only thing that stood between him and the destruction of American democracy was the federal judiciary.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, Western Lensman, way to go on that news clip, video clip for us. Wow. Ultra Peppy Lives Matter, they've been wanting Trump gone, whether by framing him for treason or by other means, since the moment he made it clear he would threaten their system of power. When you let that reality sink in, it really does feel like a miracle that Trump is still protected and fighting alongside us in this battle. All you have to do is look at the mere fact that the most corrupt perverts in our world have all gathered around to malign this man, and you can see that he is still over the target. May God protect him as he moves to finish what he started all these years ago. May God save our nation. Oh, so good. You know, they want us to know the election was rigged and that they installed Joe Biden to destroy us. This is from Gina Says So on Twitter. They want us to know the judiciary is weaponized and that they'll come for us, too. They want us to know their crimes will be ignored. They want us to know that the truth is not welcome and will be shot down and buried. They want us to know that they can take whatever they want from the hardworking people of the U.S. and that nothing is in place to stop them. They want us to know that this, of all of this, is not up to us. They want us to know that maybe most of all. They want us to fully understand we are powerless. They want us to surrender our freedom and our lives. They want to hurt us in every imaginable way, and they want us to know that brings them joy. Saw this one, and a great comedian. You guys know Making Copies. Remember back in the day, certainly, Making Copies.
The interesting thing is, in the old days, you offended people on the right.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
There were the old sort of soldiers and all those kind of people, or the ones who were very, very historic in that kind of orientation.
Yes.
They were the ones who walked out. I remember Peter Cook telling me when he had a club here called The Establishment, and he was doing a show one day, and he finally made a joke about cancer, and there was a table, and the man got up and said, right, that's it, cancer, out everyone, and their family all left like that.
Wow.
He was waiting for that. Now most of the offense is on the left.
It is true. I think that you have the offense, to be honest. I think it's like, they're both at their extremes, back to back, thinking and being the same way. Whether it's the left, you're here, and they're complaining about something, and it's not too far removed from the right on this side complaining, but they are back to back and complaining. But I do think the left is—it's coming from a place of—it's an intolerance, but it's dressed up as manners.
Yes, it's certainly intolerant, because what I think I don't understand about them is, Do they have, genuine, do they have a sense of humor?
I think so, but I think it's intellectualized to where they can't find themselves laughing. It has to be okayed because it could look badly upon them.
If they did laugh.
Yeah, there's this kind of, as our good friend Andrew Doyle talks about it, there's this certain righteousness about it that it has to be, and as it's a... You know, it is very much a fundamentalist form of thinking. It's a closed system of thought.
Yeah, that's right.
If you step outside of that, then you're a heretic and you're outside the system. And so I think that they desperately want to be in that ideology, no matter how crazy it gets, no matter how lunacy it gets.
And it starts off with a very good idea.
Yes.
Which is, let's be kind to people.
Right.
Right.
Well, yes, and as a matter of fact, I mean, who wouldn't want to be anti-fascist? I mean, they sort of dress it up nicely, don't they? It's like, you don't want to be anti-fascist? I'm anti-fascist. Who's for Hitler? I mean,
who isn't?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the the woke idea, and who's, it seems like it's social justice. Who's against? Are you against social justice? No, I'm not. Why would I be? But it's interesting because for someone who's of a mixed race, I think, well, how if I, my white part is suppressing my Asian part, how much and where?
How about that, huh? Old Rob Schneider. What a great,
it is very much a fundamental,
great information there. So you guys, you see that playing out for you. And let's see, what else do we have? Wanted to show you this real quick. We're at andweknow.com. Folks, you can get our AUK podcast. We just showed it to you earlier. Our cruise, you can sign up for it there. At Sea with LT, August 11th through the 18th, 2024. You guys know that there are good prices. There's a lot of rumors going around that it's super expensive or whatever. You can pay payments, and you can actually have a couple prices. And I just wanted to make sure that you guys knew that. And we get to discuss that. I'm going to be probably talking about that more in tomorrow's exclusive audio content on the Podbean AUK podcast. Also, if you go to there, thepatriotlight.com, many of you are starting to visit that now. You're starting to realize that it is chock full of everything that you're looking for. It's just a great site, and it looks good on your phone, too. And I tell you what, to have this thing on your board all the time, it's updated constantly with all the new news, refreshed all the time. The faith is on the left for today's verses. You got, some of the mainstream media news is on there, but you can jump in there and actually show you some of the social news that we have. You can see the Twitter folks that we follow so that you can kind of bounce that up against mainstream media more. You got the faith side, you've got the markets and world news and politics. So all these different pages, almost like a Drudge Report for truthers. Really, really good. Also, just want to remind you, we're on AUK_828 on Instagram. It's where we upload all of the videos of the people that wear our merch. You can share that with your friends and family. And we have AUK updates on Facebook. Yeah, we're all over the place. And don't forget, we've got the Cyber 20% off today sale. So remember to go check that out. We've got plenty of merch for you. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear.
Human sources embedded within the January 6th protesters on January 6th of 2021.
That's categorically false.
Did you have confidential human sources dressed as Trump supporters inside the Capitol on January the 6th prior to the doors being open?
Again, I had to be very careful.
It should be a no.
And then I interviewed the chief of the Capitol Police, Stephen Sund, in an interview that was never aired on Fox. By the way, I was fired before it could air. Worked for Nancy Pelosi. I mean, this was not some right-wing activist. He was the chief of the Capitol Police on January 6th. And he said, oh, yeah. That crowd was filled with federal agents.
It sounds like they were hiding the intelligence.
You know, it's sad when you start putting everything together and thinking about it.
And it plagued me all through the evening. I thought about this thing that CNN said, the conspiracy to defraud America. Okay. Well, if conspiring to defraud the United States of America and its people is now something that people need to stand trial for in a federal courtroom, let's go back to the weapons of mass destruction.
Less than a teaspoonful of dry anthrax in an envelope shut down the United States Senate.
We are going to the Capitol. It's that direction.
This is evidence, not conjecture.
Where our problems are!
We have amassed much intelligence indicating that Iraq is continuing to make these weapons.
Please spread the word!
Let me take you inside that intelligence file and share with you what we know from eyewitness accounts.
I will now swear in our witnesses. The witnesses will please rise and raise their right hand.
And the defrauding of America there. Let's go back to, you know, now the second largest wealth transfer during the 2008 financial collapse. And who defrauded America there? Let's go back to the most recent and Big Pharma and see who's been defrauding America there. You know, there are countless and countless examples. I could do a tirade of about an hour long of the people who have institutionally, intentionally, and maliciously defrauded America and should be standing trial in that DC courtroom or any courtroom over the last several decades. And the one that we hear about is what? This thing where some little fight broke out on Capitol Hill and they didn't even call the chief of police on Capitol Hill to testify at the Jan 6 committee.
If people were reporting the intelligence correctly, if I was allowed to do my job as the chief, I got a significant experience, but I was allowed to do my job as the chief, we wouldn't be here today.
Well, the Jan 6 committee was a fraud upon America, and I think every single person who participated in that Jan 6 committee should be standing trial themselves.
That's right. Thank you, Ultra MAGA Party. And they put out some great work, and man, a great follow for you guys on Twitter if you're there. Just a reminder on the J6, I have this constantly underneath the description box below, and that's Wooz News, who put out this great video, Everything Wrong with the Capitol Riots and 889 Angles. It is worth the watch. Here's another clip from that.
See, he could be the controller of this scene. They don't want anybody actually hurt. I know that may sound contradicting. The purpose is not to harm each other. The purpose is to get dramatic photos and videos. So they're just grabbing. What the hell are they doing? The cop got a headlock and a cop? Now you have this cop come down. Can we call him Enrique? Look, he's just fighting the air. If you know anything about stage combat, it looks just like this. It's just the game of slap and tickle. And this cop just pushes him. He just pushes his head down. God, you guys couldn't get better actors than these Keystone Cops? And to our right, we're doing a little remodeling. And now they all start to pour in. Teamwork. So now Tony just makes his way up the stairs because he's our wonderful kayfabe cheerleader. Put a little bit more into it, Side Ponytail. Give me something. No facial expressions, just nothing. Because she is dead inside. And they just retreat. And they defeat Obstacle 1 in less than a minute. Didn't even put up a fight. And they just scatter like the terrible actors they are. And they're making their way up.
Making their way downtown, walking fast on the grass. And they're Trump bound. Schaefer had just making his way through the crowd.
Yeah, it's just great. What great footage. Pulled it all together. He pulled footage from all these different cell phones and everything and matched it all up. That's a lot of work, folks. So hopefully you go give him a follow. He's definitely doing some great stuff for all of us to see. I think that is tremendous. And you can hear in that song, very interesting, because I saw somebody else put out a song, and I think I had it saved for all of us, if I remember right. If I go to my likes on my Twitter side, and I head on over to this one, I thought you guys might want to hear the beginning of this song. And this is a music group I used to listen to all the time, but they changed the words up a little bit for you, so you can hear this very interesting play on words. Are you ready? Walk like Joe Biden.
The American president is doomed. A little old man can barely move. If he moves too quick, he'll topple just like the domino. He's got that sinister smile and thinks he just might win the bet. Just hanging on, dangling like Hunter's cigarette. Hunter types with the hookah pipe say, walk like a Joe Biden. He's got the moves. He hits the deck, then he hits some more. All the Dems are so sick of Joe, they really would like to see him end. He sh**ed his pants when he went to the Vatican. All the kids in the DNC say, feet up the street, hump your back, stiffen your arms, don't pull them back. Life's hard, you know. Oh, hey, oh. When entering in the Cadillac, if you wanna know where it stops, it ends in dementia and the cops. They sing and dance. Oh, hey, oh. When finding the confidential docs, then they arrest all his men while Putin laughs in the Kremlin. And the Chinese know. Oh, hey, oh. He's owned by them and Ukrainians. All the cops in the DOJ say. Walk like a Joe Biden. Walk like a Joe Biden.
Pretty cool, huh? Yeah, just great how folks come up with these. They come up with the words. I mean, it's a lot of work. And so just thought you'd like that. Definitely not the real Bengals, I don't think, but they put that together. Way to go. And, you know, folks, are if a MAGA candidate wins, here's what we're hearing.
If a MAGA candidate wins and they win the House and the Senate, we're cooked, because they're going to get special prosecutors and they're going to go after the Biden family like they've never gone after anybody. And they're going to find stuff, because we know Joe is crooked. And then they're going to go after Merrick Garland, and they're going to go after Mayorkas, and they're not going to stop. And that's why they're scared. And they're going to do everybody thinks that the danger passed, they got what they wanted. No, 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 no. You're never going to see anything like what they're going to do in 2024. All of this could have been reconciled. All they had to do was say Donald Trump should not be president, if that's what they believe. And we're not going to do any lawfare. We're not going to try to change the voting laws. We're not going to pack the court. We're not going to let in two states. We're not going to try to abolish the Senate filibuster. We're not going to try to change the voting ID laws. We're just going to play under the rules that we have. We don't need $419 million by Mark Zuckerberg infused. We don't need Sam Bankman-Fried, the crook, giving us $100 million. We're not going to go under the radar with George. So we're just going to show you, the American people, how we think Donald Trump should not be president.
Yeah, why did they have to pay all this money and do everything they can behind the scenes to go after President Trump? They could have just left it all alone. Just let it go by for 4 years, maybe eight, and then, you know, step back in. But no, can't leave them alone. Cause all kinds of problems around the earth. And then you've got stuff like, let's see, Pakistan seeking BRICS membership, another one. That happens on November 25th. Thank you, Santa Surfing, right on cue. Gold Telegraph posted Pakistan seeking BRICS. And November 25th, Delta, we have Pakistan leadership change. Huh, 40,000 feet. Kind of interesting. Makes you wonder what's going on around the world with all of our money. If you guys missed our interview yesterday, we had Dr. Kirk Elliott on. We talked about the Dutch Central Bank preparing for gold standard, big wins in Argentina, Netherlands. We talked about that. And people pushing back against government control. I definitely encourage you to go check it out. It's a great interview. We had good talks about all kinds of stuff. And you can reach out to him actually at amweknow.com/gold. It's in the description box below, and they'll help you out with your needs, especially precious metals and more. It's amazing.
Central banks have poo-pooed gold and silver, right? They say, oh, it's an ancient relic. It's awkward. It's very, very risky, right? It's just some ancient commodity. Why don't you go with cash? Let the central bank, you know, dictate money supply or interest rates so we can slow down the economy or speed it up with a much cleaner, easier to use mechanism. That's the message they've been portraying for years. But what is that message? That why did they want that? Because it allows them to print money without discretion. If you don't have any tangible backing, you can just print money, print money, print money. It's how we've amassed $32 trillion worth of debt current, why we have quadrillions of dollars of completely unsustainable future debt. Right, bills that have already been passed, right? They're obligations that Congress has already passed. They just haven't come to us yet because it's in the future. So we've got a paper currency system that's out of control, debt spiral, countries are imploding, people have no money, inflationary pressures like there's no tomorrow, because printing of money is what causes inflation.
So it's a really good interview. I encourage you to check that out. We've got all kinds of other interviews I'm going to show you here once you understand that our government is orchestrating these kinds of evils against children. You can't go back. Check this out from UltraFrog, Frog 17.
Let's say someone lived down the block from you and you knew that they were aiding and abetting child trafficking, I mean, you would never trust them. You would never let your kids near them. And here our government is aiding and abetting child trafficking. I mean, so how can we trust our government? We cannot. We've reached a point where we cannot trust our government. If our government is that corrupt, we can no longer trust the government.
Yeah, I don't think it's a if our government is that corrupt. I think it's a our government is that corrupt in multiple arenas.
But here's the thing. With Epstein justice, if we dig down into Epstein, we will come across the cesspool that I believe is contaminating other large parts of the government. And then that's where we can make meaningful change at that point. Is we have to make sure that the government indicts those perpetrators, indicts those procurers, and tells us why. Tells the American people why it covered up Jeffrey Epstein. We need to know why. The American people need to know why Jeffrey Epstein's perpetrators aren't indicted, and we got to make sure that they get indicted. We've got to know why the government is covering up so this doesn't recur. And who's it covering up for other than these perpetrators? I mean, these are fundamental questions that the American people need to know. We need to know this about our government. We cannot let this just slide and think it's going to get better. Mm-hmm. That, oh, we'll just forget about this. And, you know, in 20 years, things are going to be better. I mean, our politics are really corrupted. Mm-hmm. And we ostensibly have a two-party system. But Jesse Ventura, the former governor of Minnesota, he says it's just like professional wrestling. He said, we sound antagonistic, but that's just part of the script. We're getting paid by the same people. He said politics and professional wrestling are basically one and the same thing.
It's all theatrics.
All theatrics. Sean Ryan show there. Really good interview. You know, they're exposing a lot. These politicians, not only that, the mainstream media news. Liz Crokin, a year ago, ABC News mocked and slandered me for giving a speech exposing Pizzagate at Mar-a-Lago. Remember, they put ABC News out, Trump host event featuring QAnon, Pizzagate conspiracy theorist at Mar-a-Lago. Yet, on September 27th, 2023, ABC News reporter who debunked Pizzagate faces life in prison for child rape. So Liz put out a video recently on her channel. And she covered some of this about how the media is Pizzagate. I'm going to get to that part right here. Here we go.
Hi, guys. I'm going to just focus on one topic tonight that's a really important topic, and I'm going to do an in-depth analysis on this. And the topic is the media is Pizzagate. So what I'm going to cover is that and explain is that the media has not only covered up Pizzagate for over 7 years now, I'm going to also explain to you how the media is Pizzagate. So a bombshell story broke the other day, and it is about a man named Slade Summer who was arrested for child porn charges. So let me just start off by going through the details of this case. Slade had over 1,000 videos and or images of child porn, including child porn that involved children as young as 3 and 4 years old. He was in chats, including on social media platforms such as Snapchat, discussing how to rape and kidnap children and exchanging child porn. He also produced a child porn video. And authorities said that this is one of the most egregious cases they've ever seen. And they also said that the investigation is still ongoing and they expect there to be more charges. Well, gee, if a guy is producing child porn, do you think maybe he's also raped a child? And gee, do you think that if a guy is exchanging messages with people, explaining to them in detail how you rape a child and how you kidnap a child, do you think maybe he's kidnapped a child to rape a child? Is this man a trafficker? Is this man instructing people on how to become traffickers? Because it sure seems to be going that way.
Yep. So she covers it all, brings out the details in about 30 minutes. It's really amazing how she continues to grow and get this information out after all the stuff that she's been censored on and more. Bioclandestine Hollywood producer Oliver Stone brought up the U.S. biolabs in Ukraine while on Bill Mayer's podcast. Let's break it down. Firstly, Mayer plays dumb, claims he's unaware of the U.S. biolabs in Ukraine. It's just been the main topic at the U.N. for the last 2 years. It's also been talked about on the most popular news show in America, Tucker, and every major left-wing MSM outlet cried about it and made their own segment calling it disinformation to include MSNBC, NBC News, CNN, CBS, Fox, and more. The Undersecretary of State, CIA Director DNI, and other public officials spoke about it in public congressional testimony. Mayer knows about the labs, and he knows about the controversy. He's playing dumb because he was uncomfortable and unprepared with talking points to deflect. Mayer then asked why the U.S. having biolabs in Ukraine would be controversial. Great question. When I reported on it in February of 2022, it should not have been controversial. The U.S. defense threat reduction program in Ukraine is pretty accessible public knowledge. U.S. has biolabs all over the world. When I brought it up and connected a couple too many dots, the intelligence community and their underlings of Twitter and other social media went into a frenzy, censored me in the story across all social media, and banned me from every corner of the internet. I was wiped from all social media. So Mayer then asked what these labs in Ukraine are doing, sarcastically suggesting that labs might be creating anthrax. Stone doesn't say it directly, but tells Mayer, it's worse than that. What were the labs doing? They were studying bat coronaviruses as early as 2014 via Project Predict. Yeah. On top of all this, both Russia and China have formally accused the U.S. of creating COVID at the labs in Ukraine, and this one of the main factors for the conflict in Ukraine and the inexplicable U.S. involvement. All this information coming out, Mayor Eric Adams even had the guts to call out Biden for the border crisis almost immediately after the FBI opened a bribery investigation against him. Then they seized his phones and iPads. Now a liberal activist came forward and is accusing him of sexual assault 3 decades ago. So if you're wondering why no Democrat or leftist ever openly defies the establishment, this right here is why from Ethos.
Donald Trump, who is hated as a blood enemy by over 40% of the population and who's been attacked in ways no political figure's ever been attacked in the West, is beating the incumbent president. But it's also a sign of revulsion, deep dissatisfaction with what we're doing. So most people are not on board with this. But the people who are responsible for it are the most dishonest, the most ruthless, the most anti-human group I've ever dealt with. And I spent 35 years living in Washington. I don't even recognize these people and what they're doing. I really don't. It's so dark. Letting in 7 million people from the poorest countries in the world illegally and then immediately putting them all on public benefits? I mean, that right there will destroy the country. And they did that on purpose. So these are really, really dark people, the darkest. So I need to be the opposite of that. This is the moment to try a little harder to be a little bit better. This is not the moment to be drunk all the time. This is not the moment to tell lies. They go lower, go higher. I do think this is a spiritual battle. There's no political explanation for it whatsoever. When you're honest, you are proud of yourself. When you're honest, you are strong. When you lie, you become weak.
That's right. Lots of darkness in the U.S. Navy glowing in the dark on this, on their Twitter sphere. Georgia football, night mode pictures. PACAF, Pacific Air Force, I believe, or Pacific Armed Forces, going dark. Elon Musk, dark mode is way better aesthetically and for sleep. A lot of strange talk about darkness. Also report the WHO calls on China to reinstate masks, social distancing amid an outbreak of new respiratory illnesses. Here we go again, just in time for the election, just in time to get folks on airplanes to fly them over to the United States and just in time for the mainstream media to do what they do best, to protect their interests, to protect everything, and make sure that President Trump doesn't get back in so they can do mail-in ballots again and do the fake counting, throw away the Republican count, keep the Democrats in, push Biden to the top, and voila, here we go again. Just corruption on so many levels. So I posted this. Is Mike Johnson a prophet? No, but I believe God could be working through him, and I think that everybody needs to hear this one. I think this is absolutely amazing. Here we go.
My, do I have a saucy video for you. House Speaker Johnson asked a very deep, profound question in this video, and I want you to watch it.
My question is God going to allow our nation to enter a time of judgment for our collective sins, which his mercy and grace have held back for some time? Or is he going to give us one more chance to restore the foundations and return to him? This is going to be a shaking that might help answer that question. And so what we need right now, what collectively as a nation, we need to turn to him. We need a revival, obviously, which is what everybody on this call commits to and prays for all the time, I know. But more immediately and specifically on Wednesday evening, as y'all are gathering, what we are going to need is a prayer for divine intervention in the hearts and among the members of this body, that they can get beyond their animus, their anger, the frustration, that we can unify as a group, and that we can navigate our way through this. We will not be able to do it without the Lord's help, because the flesh is, and the mistrust and the sin and everything is so great here that we. This is going to have to bring people to their knees. And I believe God is about to do something. I'm an optimist. I've been reading Jeremiah 1 all morning. That God is, you know, he knows all this, of course. He's brought us to this point, and I believe that there's a remnant of faithful people, and he'll guide us through. I don't think God is done with America yet.
This could be a time of judgment for America.
Well, I mean, I'd say I'd preach to the choir on this Zoom call, or maybe the honor choir. You all know that terrible state that we're in. The faith in our institutions is the slowest it's ever been in the history of our nation. The culture is so dark and depraved that it almost seems irredeemable at this point. The church attendance in America dropped below 50% for the first time in our history since they began to measure the data 60 years
ago.
And the number of people who do not believe in absolute truth is now above the majority for the first time. So one in three teen girls contemplated suicide last year. One in four high school students identifies as something other than straight. We're losing the country. But at the same time, this is not unprecedented. There's nothing new under the sun. And there have been great civilizations and societies in the past that God has worked through and saved and redeemed when all hope was lost. And there's even been epochs in American history where things were so terrible that we thought that might be the end. But God, right? And so we're the only nation in the history of the world, as G.K. Chesterton has said, that was founded upon a creed. And our creed is listed with theological lucidity in the Declaration of Independence. It's the second paragraph. We hold these truths to be self-evident. The idea was that we knew that our rights came from God, and thus our allegiance and accountability was to him. And we walked away from that. So the question is, you know, 2 Chronicles 7:14, I mean, if my people humble themselves and pray and turn from their sin, then I will heal their land, right? But are we going to do that? Are we going to be brought to the point where we're humble enough to do that collectively?
Humility is coming.
And then how large is the remnant that he needs to? Is it 10 righteous men in Sodom, as you were texting the other day?
I mean, humility is coming.
That God would say, okay, I've redeemed the land. I believe that will happen. I believe that God is going to navigate us through this, and the good will come of it. But I don't see the path in this moment. I just know God does, and that's why tonight I'll go to bed no matter what happens and rest my head. If I get 3 hours of sleep, it may be less. But when I do sleep, I'm gonna remember the refrain from John Quincy Adams, duty is ours, results are God's. I say it to myself daily. I'll do my duty, and then I'm gonna trust the rest to him, and I'm at peace with that. Our nation.
Amazing.
Above
the majority for the
amazing words. And I like that verse, pulled it over, 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin. how many of us are constantly aware of all that's going on around us, wondering how this is all going to play out, wondering who's right and who's wrong. Constantly, I'm always looking at the comms, wondering what things mean when Dan Scavino posts, and I wanted to show you this one with the help of course, Grasshopper. Posting at 22:33, Back in Black song. Interesting, because this electromagnetic attack squadron 132 is shown, which has the airborne electromagnetic attack on it. And the nickname for this group is Scorpions. First to the fight. Scorpions, airborne electromagnetic attack. They perform escort jamming as well as the traditional standoff jamming mission, radar jamming, and deception. Growlers are able to accompany FA-18s during all phases of an attack mission. Again, Back in Black. Black. Turning things dark, huh? Kind of strange. 2233 also says, strong on borders, loves our military, vets big crime, fighter. Thank you, Anon. Dark to light, truth will shine, impossible to defend, impossible to ignore. Stay strong. You are not alone. Patriots all.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for all that you continue to do in and through us, for the constant reminder that you are with us, and also through your word stating that if we call upon your name and humble ourselves, pray and seek your face, turn from our wicked ways, you'll hear from heaven, forgive our sin, and heal our land. We definitely need healing. I hear the cries of the people over and over again. As Mike Johnson pointed out, we've got so many struggles with teenagers threatening with suicide. We've got so many that are now constantly, our children are bombarded, Lord, you know, with all types of anti-God thoughts, demonic thoughts, now from kindergarten on up, when we let them leave our home and they go out, they're being pre-programmed to change who they are under you, to enjoy our creation. Older folks are saying forget marriage. They're saying forget having children. Populations are being taken down through more than just these jabs that are placed inside bodies. Our minds are being torn left and right, and we just know that we need time with you alone. We ask for protection of those that are fighting for this nation, fighting for other nations around this earth, for all the folks that are having hard times in Europe and more, in Ireland, France, Denmark, and more. This spiritual attack, this was all set up by the enemy, we know. But also it allows folks to then come back to you and cry out for help. Please protect our families. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your support, for your love, for your prayers, and more. It's just absolutely amazing as we continue on this journey together. You guys went out to my son's Bowling Bros channel in the description box below. You've all been watching their videos and helping them, and they're very excited. And so thank you for that also. Thank you for hitting the subscribe button and the like button. It helps us in our algorithms and more. You're absolutely amazing. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Then We Know, signing out.